Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Robert and Judy Brooks in memory of her mother, my wife's grandmother, Edith Goldsmith, Esther Bas Yaakov. We are up to V'chula Mekablim Aleim Ol Malchus Shemaim Zemizeh. Again, this part of davening, the first bracha of the Birchas Kriya Shema, is in the context of angels, malachim, their collaboration, their cooperation, and their effort to praise and to exalt Hashem. And in this context, we describe V'chula Mekablim Aleim, they all accept upon themselves Ol Malchus Shemaim. The Ol Malchus Shemaim. How do you translate the word Ol? A yoke. The yoke of heaven. They accept it upon themselves. Zeh mizeh, one from another. We'll come back to why do they need to accept it upon themselves. And in a moment we'll say, V'nosnim reshus zeh lazeh. They're accepting and they're giving permission. What's going on? But before we even get to that, Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein in his Sefer Baruch Sha'amar on the Siddur is bothered by the expression altogether of all. He writes, Haloshan all, Eino ole yothe, Lefi muvane akavad vahanimos. Demashma shekabala zu nechsheves lo'ol masa. The word all sounds like a burden. All is something which is highly unpleasant. All is something, at best you tolerate, but you don't really want to be doing. It's a yoke. It's a responsibility. It's an aggravation. So why, asked Rav Baruch HaLevi Epstein, why would we describe the relationship of Hashem, His dominion over us, we describe it as an ol, something which is a burden. Kehoras alashon venasan ol barzel tzavarecha. He quotes several psukim with the word ol, a yoke. The oxen, they wear a yoke. It's a burden. It's a weight. It keeps them restricted. Why would we want to describe our relationship with Hashem that way? V'chein kasha alashon ze gam klape anashim. Kalashavas aregilos ol Torah, ol mitzvos, ol machus shemayim. We describe all these components of a religious, righteous Jewish life with the word ol, the yoke of Torah, ol Torah. Ol mitzvos, the yoke of mitzvos. Ol machus shemayim, the yoke of deferring to the dominion, the providence, the kingship, the monarchy of Hashem. Why do we use that word? So the Baruch Shamar of the Baruch HaLevi Epstein offers what I think is a very powerful answer that is important not only to understand this sentence in davening, V'kulam mekablim aleim ol malchus, but every time we use that expression in general. And he does so based on a Gemara Brachas Dav Yud Zayin. The Gemara there quotes Rabbi Alexander, who at the end of davening inserted his own prayer. He inserted his own request of Hashem. And the Gemara says he would say, Ribono Shel Olam, it is revealed, galui v'yadua, to you that it is our will to do your will. Ritzoneinu lasot ritzonecha. We really want to do what you want. Internally, intrinsically, who we are yearns for what you want for us. We're driven by goodness. So what's the problem? What prevents it? What blocks it? What distracts us? What knocks us off course? Sa'or shebi'isa, the leavening agent, the leaven in the bread, which we know Sa'or Shebi'isa is a euphemism, it's a reference to the Yetzirah. Why is the Yetzirah, why is that inclination or urge described as leaven? Because our ego is inflated. Just like leaven causes bread to rise and to be inflated, our sense of ego, our want, our need, our desire, driven by that sense of ego, it, like leaven and bread, becomes inflated. And he would conclude that prayer, that tefillah, by saying, may it be your will, Hashem, to save us from its hands, so we can return to serving you, b'lev avshalem, with a full heart. And based on this Gemara, the Baruch Shamar, the Baruch HaLevi Epstein, explains that whenever we use the word ol, ol Torah, ol mitzvos, ol machus shemayim zemizeh, here in our context, the word ol doesn't chas v'shalom mean that the relationship with the Almighty, that His expectation of us, that His magnificent diary He shared with us, it doesn't mean that those things are an ol. What it is, the ol is the fact that we have to fight the Yetzirah to get to them. We have to learn to circumvent. We have to learn a route around the Yetzirah. The Sa'or Shebi'isa is blocking us. Really, we want to do the right thing. We feel good, we feel empowered, enriched, intrinsically or naturally, intuitively, we want to do what Hashem wants for us. But we have to contend with the Yetzirah. And that's the part that's the all. The all is the effort it takes to overcome the inertia in order to do the right thing. So all Torah, all mitzvahs, and all malchus shemayim, it's not that those things are the yoke, but rather, it's the fact that wherever you see good, you'll also find the world of bad or temptation trying to block the good. Otherwise, it's not a fair fight. God wants us to have free will, b'chira chofshis. And to truly express free will, it can't be that we're only drawn to the good, to the right, because that wouldn't be free will. We're drawn to it. So each time we have a choice to make, in order to level the playing field, when there's good, there's an equal and opposite pressure against the good. And that's the ol. The ol, the yoke, the burden, the hardship, is not Torah, chas v'shalom, it's not mitzvos, and it's not malchus shemayim. It's not the relationship we have with Hashem. The ol is the effort it takes that to achieve holiness, to live a sacred life, to do the right thing. As much as we want it, it doesn't come easily. It takes effort. And therefore that effort, lefi tzara agra, according to the effort is the reward. The yoke is not serving Hashem. The yoke is that we have to first overcome a yetzahara in order to be able to do it. So that's the first interpretation of what it means to have an ol. Mirtz Hashem, next time I want to share with you from Avav Mishor, connected to the holiday of Chanukah, another interpretation of ol in the context of ol malchus shemayim, which where angels are asking or getting permission from one another, and we too, in the davening, are reminded that that is our mission, to collaborate and cooperate in an effort to grow the sense of ol malchus shemayim we have together.